The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
WA looks set to be sealed off from the rest of the country until sometime after the school holidays because Mark McGowan doesn't want to be the Grinch that spoiled Christmas by reintroducing masks and social distancing. Every other state now has a reopening plan. So is this just Mark McGowan buying time to come up with a plan, or is this the plan? Joining me now to analyse our border map is Senior Lecturer in Politics and International Relations at the University of Notre Dame, Martin Drum. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Ben.
And so, as we see all of these other states open up or announce a roadmap to reopening, and we still don't have one from Premier Mark McGowan, do you think he's just playing his cards close to his chest, or do you think there is no plan?
Well, I think there's clearly got to be a plan that's being worked out, and I think that that will come to the fore pretty soon. But as I always see a few different things here that might be a bit different to the eastern states and other states, and one of them might be the uneven rollout of the vaccine. So that we have some areas of Perth where there's very high rollout, and we have other areas such as some of the regional areas and the remote communities with extremely low vaccine rollouts. So that might be playing into his mind a bit as well.
Yeah, right. So we saw this week that South Australia announced it will open its borders on November 23. They've said, you know, at that point, Delta could be in the state. So you guys have got to get organised and get the jab. Otherwise, you know, you're on your own. Do you think that sort of plan can motivate people who are a little bit vaccine hesitant? And I'm curious to know why you think Mark McGowan hasn't taken that strategy.
I think that there is a clearly vaccine complacency, I would describe, here. And the West Zone sort of research showed this when they went out to some of the low vaccine rollout areas. Because we haven't had Delta and because people don't see the urgency, they have been reluctant to step forward. What is also interesting is now that we've seen these broad vaccine mandates, what will that do to vaccine rollout? Will that actually accelerate it? And maybe the Premier's just waiting to see for a couple of weeks after that announcement whether that makes a difference in terms of the speed of the whole rollout.
And so up until now during the pandemic, we've had really incredible support for the Premier and what he's done to keep us safe from COVID. But now as we see SA, as I mentioned, opening up, Tasmania will throw open its borders on December 15, Queensland a couple of days after that. Even the NT is going to be reopened to international travellers arriving. And from January 18, they won't even have to quarantine. Does other states opening up put a bit more pressure on the Premier in terms of, you know, sort of his domestic electorate?
I think it will down the track, absolutely. And the reason is that you'll get all manner of people that can travel internationally and to an ever-increasing range of destinations, and West Australians won't be able to. So I think that will change the ball game somewhat. At the moment, we are in a very sort of comfortable spot with very few restrictions, and we're not visibly worse off than anyone in other states. But if people see people in other states that have opportunities that we don't, that might change things.
Yeah, well, the Premier warned yesterday that WA may ban travel with all states if they reopen and there's a resulting virus spread. We could become a hermit kingdom over here in Western Australia.
Well, there's no doubt that these other states like South Australia, Tasmania, Northern Territory that are COVID-free, when they open up, they'll get some cases. So if our policy stays the same and we have sort of zero tolerance for states which have any cases in terms of coming here, then that's exactly what will happen. I suspect at some stage in January, he sort of ruled out Christmas from the sounds of things, but at some stage in January that he might be biting the bullet and opening up anyway.
Now, he said opening up before that would be a massive burden on small businesses over the festive periods because you'd have to reimpose capacity limits, mask wearing. He doesn't want to do that until after the kids go back to school because he says that, those businesses can make sort of 40% of their annual income over the festive season. Do you think that stacks up?
Well, I think there's different types of businesses that function in different types of ways. Business is not one monolithic entity. So for your regional-based tourism ventures, some of them have done exceptionally well because Perth people can't go elsewhere and are going to those regional places and they're booked out to the max. But then there's other destinations such as Perth venues itself who are hoping to attract interstate visitors that can't do so. So it's not one situation for all businesses. I'm sure some businesses would dearly love to have Western Australia open up, and others are probably quietly satisfied with the closed borders.
Mm. Now, you mentioned before the vaccine mandate that the state government is going to introduce. And how much a political capital do you think Mark McGowan has put on the line by bringing that in for over a million West Aussie workers?
Well, it's an interesting one, that one, because our vaccine mandates here are certainly broader than any other jurisdiction, and you would probably have expected to see some backlash there, and there has been some. You know, there's been some small-scale protests, but it's probably a sort of measure of the support he has at the moment that there hasn't been a big outcry in that respect. What will be interesting is the extent to which that really drives a much higher rollout, and if it does, and if that happens smoothly, then he'll probably be very pleased with that, and it might actually help with the move to open up a bit more quickly.
Mm. You mentioned the small-scale protests. We saw over the weekend that Premier Mark McGowan was the victim of some quite serious security threats. In your experience in politics, how much of that is just part and parcel of being a politician, and how much of this do you think is unique to, you know, the pandemic and the rise of this sort of anti-vaxxer minority?
Both here and internationally, there have been some isolated instances where politicians have been targeted. Colin Barnett's electoral office was targeted when he was Premier. But even so, it's always disturbing to see, whether it's your own office or worse still, your own house and your family. That would be nerve-wracking for anyone. We probably need to remember that politicians are people sometimes. Just because of that usual political debate, we forget that. And I think the opposition as well has been very critical of this. And it really does discredit your cause somewhat when you're someone and you go down that particular path.
Mm, yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think a lot of Western Australians would agree. Senior lecturer in politics and international relations at the University of Notre Dame, Martin Drum, thanks for joining me on The West Live.
You're welcome.